And the Kleins in Argentina. This is their fourth quarter letter from 2016. Brother Klein writes, Thanksgiving was great. We spent the day with Jessica and Lewis and shared a bit of our American culture and the story behind Thanksgiving. We enjoyed a delicious homegrown turkey that we brought from our friends Antonio and Lucretia. They raised many different animals on the ranch homestead that they share with their family in a Mapuche community near Cushman. Lewis, the gentleman we took food to while he was in the hospital, is doing much better, praise the Lord. You probably remember him because we have had many church services in his home. However, because of his sickness, lupus, he has been living in town. He's doing much better and wanted to spend the holidays at home in the country. He lives about 15 miles down the road from Antonio, and we were able to help him by giving him a ride. Before leaving, I fellowshipped with him and drank some yerba mate. We hear about that often. Yeah, and what was that?
Mate.
Mate, yerba mate, thank you. I've already told you I'm murdering these names, so yerba mate. And fellowshipping with them, having their yerba mate. And he says, Lewis was so happy to be back with his family. Amen. A great start to the new year is that I have a new student. I met Leon's father at Hugo's small restaurant and store. Leon stopped by our home with his father to ask for English classes. I hope he makes it to the classes so I can teach him English and Bible. This father seems to have great ideas for his children, but the children don't always go along with them. Thank you so much for your extra support this month. We had the opportunity to go to Chile for 2 days for our first family vacation in years. So praise the Lord. The kids had a wonderful time buying clothes and eating almost North American pizza. So, amen. Prayer requests. He says, I pray I can contact Leon or his father soon to encourage Leon's class attendance and that he will desire to learn English and the Bible. Please pray for our outreach and services in Almaton and the surrounding areas. Pray with us God would open the doors and direct me in reaching the people here. Pray for boldness, the words God would have us speak, and that he would work on the people's hearts and prayers and prepare them to hear the truth. In the past, our town, Almaton, has had problems with some rogue Mapuches wanting to steal land and burn down forests and fields because they think they are being wronged by the government. Sound familiar? Yeah, that going on today. And a local group of Mapuche has been rioting. They have made several attacks on local businesses and burnt over 1 million pesos, $46,000, of machinery. The owners called in the military because the local police were afraid of confrontation. A few days ago, some Mapuches drove by the gym where the military was staying. One of them began shooting at the temporary base. The military returned fire and chased them. Our sons, Matthew and Jonathan, were working a few blocks away. Thank the Lord our boys were not harmed. Amen. The same evening, the military and the locals had a shootout when the rebels blocked the main highway and destroyed the train tracks. Three Mapuche were arrested. One was wounded. Please pray for the protection of our family, especially since the rebels' goal is to push all non-Mapuche people out of the area. A group of rebels were taken into custody, hoping to make the area safer. Currently, the military have left town, and some rebel Mapuche are still at large. So far, they have not bothered us, but please keep us in prayer for protection. Praises, he says, many of the renegade Mapuche are currently in custody. We were blessed to be able to help Lewis get back to his home in the country. We thank the Lord for another year of safety, no accidents or major illnesses. So praise the Lord. Let's pray for the clients. Heavenly Father, I thank you for Brother Jeff, Sister Nancy, and their family, and God for their faithfulness there in Argentina. And how amazing your love is. That you, your spirit, would work through the hearts of your people to go to the uttermost places. to reach the many and to reach the few, wherever it might be. And God, we see that. We see your hand of love and your heart of love, because it's you through our missionaries that is doing that. And it's you through our hearts that is helping us and providing for us, dear God, to pray for them and to support them. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for that. And I do pray for Leon and his father, for this English class to be to begin, so he can teach him Bible, and for Leon's father as well, and for his salvation, for working there, dear God. And I pray for the services in the Almaton and surrounding areas. And I know that there were some Mapuche, he mentioned in a previous letter, that were hours away over the mountains, that desired someone to come to their village, but it was like a 3-hour drive over the mountains, and one person just can't do all things. And we pray that you continue to work in that situation there. And as he has prayed for, give him direction in reaching the people of the area there. And give them boldness in the words of God to speak. God, give us that boldness here with our friends and our neighbors and our families and in our town, dear God, our co-workers. And give us the boldness and the opportunity to speak the gospel, to invite them to faith in you. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for the protection you've given them amidst the turmoil there with the gunfire and all that's going on, and the people that are upset with the government. And Father, we pray that you continue to keep them safe, and that you would bring to a righteous justice those that are breaking the law, and that you would bring them in. But also, dear God, that you'd help the clients and others, perhaps with the gospel there, to reach them, that they might be saved. God, a saved heart is changed and doesn't respond to things in that way. And so we pray for them. We pray for them as well. We thank you for Lewis being better, being out of the hospital, and for taking care of him and meeting those needs there. And we pray, dear God, that you would continue in that. And Lord, we just thank you and praise you. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. The Rogers, we've seen them just recently. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Amen. This is their January letter. We are so excited to be blessed, and we can truly say we are rejoicing in the Lord's goodness. It's only been a short time since I walked off the plane from Brazil to start my furlough here in the States. However, a lot has happened in this period of time. We have been able to report to some of our supporting churches, and we have been treated so well. We also have been able to spend the holidays with family that we have not seen in 5 years. We are thankful that as his children, we have much to rejoice about. Amen. It was to my great surprise and excitement, I think he shared this with us at church, or he may have told us at the house, I can't remember which one it was, but he writes, It was to my great surprise and excitement that I received a video update from the church in Brazil on the work. So the church sent them a video update of what was going on while he's away. It was so nice to see the folks sitting there telling us that they miss us and are being faithful to the Lord while we are away. Amen. They then proceeded to sing a song to us that the choir had prepared for the Christmas cantata. Amen. It truly is an answer to prayer to see this body of believers taking steps to becoming a self-supporting, autonomous church. Amen. He has what really grabbed my attention was, and he goes on, when they said that one of the men that started visiting in October is now our new brother. What a true joy it was to receive this good news that Jair has made the decision to follow Christ and is now brother Jair. I think it is truly an encouragement to know that the work is growing and going smoothly while we are away. One wish that we have is that our community will be able to see the love of Christ to them through us. A couple of months ago, we started bringing over clothes and other material goods for the needy in our area. The folks of the church got involved and brought items to help the need, and then spent a few days organizing the donations. Those that are in need from the neighborhood of the church were then invited to come visit our church. It is great to see our church folks meeting this need. Amen. And they give thanks for you. They give the listing of the offerings, 100 in November, 118 in December and 118 Christmas offering in December, and they have thank you with a great big exclamation point there. So praise the Lord for that. All right, let's pray for the Rogers. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Sammy and Nessa and Clayton, Violet, Samantha, and Father, I thank you for taking care of them, God. I thank you for keeping them safe, God, in their travels around the states, and I pray it helped them to get better. We know they came here not feeling well, and when they left, many of us weren't feeling well. And God, but I just pray for their healing and for ours here as well too, and help them, keep them safe, dear God, meet their needs, and we thank you for working in the hearts of those people in Brazil, and in Jiparaná, and for that church that is there. Help them to continue to grow, and help Brother Jair to continue to grow in his faith as well, and bless them in a great and special way. And I pray that the Rogers would have the support that they need, and that you would help them in a great way as well. Give them traveling mercies while they're here on furlough. And Lord, we just pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. This one is from the Hiltabiddles. We've seen them recently, and we pray for them, but do not support them. Gave them a good love offering, as I mentioned, probably what they would receive in a year from most places. So I just praise the Lord for that. It still doesn't cease to amaze me. It's a great blessing. And this is their last quarter letter here. Is the verse on top, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And he has Merry Christmas. This is the latest letter I have from them. What a special time of year this truly is, a time of celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I love reading the account of the birth of Christ, and the above verse always stands out to me. Matthew 1:21 states so perfectly the very purpose of Christ's first coming. Everything that Christ did, every step he took, was directed to the cross of Calvary, where he would fulfill his Father's redemption plan. It's sad that so many in this world today still do not clearly see Christ for who he is. Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, certainly is God with us. He was with mankind as God in the flesh, or simply the very presence of God on the earth among men. Today, among true believers, he is still with us. The Bible describes our relationship with Christ as one where he is in us and we are in him. He was the very presence of God robed in a garment of flesh, and the world around him beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Today, since we are the temple in which his Holy Spirit resides, his very presence is still with us in the world. The world back in Jesus' day witnessed the presence of God through Christ. The world today can still witness the presence of God through us because he lives in us. Isn't that powerful? Isn't that true? Yes, that is true. Amen. It's a tremendous privilege and responsibility that believers have in this world. And words fail to describe that. As the light of the world dwells within us, we must allow his light to shine through us so the world can behold his glory, his very presence among them. Our lives should cause others to clearly see Christ for who he really is. To reach the lost in Romania, the Hiltabiddle family. He gives December news. Our travels this month took us to the southeast portion of the states. We were able to be in five churches in Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina. One of those churches was a supporting church of ours that we were able to go back and visit. Now that our travels are over for the year, we are enjoying some time at home, as well as looking forward to spending some time with family during Christmas. We hope and trust you will also have a great time with family and friends during the Christmas season. I want to say thank you to those of you who have given extra support or those who have given a special gift to our family for Christmas. Some have given specifically to our children, and let me say they are very thankful and excited about what you've done for them. We also were encouraged by the many Christmas cards that we received. Words cannot express our love and gratitude to our supporting churches and the many friends we have made these past 2 years. Amen. Looks like they're at 85% support level, so Praise the Lord. And I have one more, and we'll be done. And this one is from the Myers family. We haven't heard. Brother Brian was asking about them recently. And I don't think all of us have met the Myers. I think just Brother Dennis has, Brother Brian has, and I have. I don't think anybody else here. He was here years ago when we had the Fairbooth ministry out there. He came out and worked the Fairbooth ministry out there the one year that we had it out there. We had it out there a couple years, I think. Yeah, and he was there the first year, the second year? First year. And it was interesting because he was there, and my wifey was there. And of course, I was there pretty much at some time every day. But there were certain days that I think that that Lisa wasn't there, but the one day that had the first day that Lisa came and the one day that Brother Myers came was the first time at the booth we had anybody deaf or Spanish come up to the booth, and when they came up and Lisa interpreted to them and Brother Myers talked to them in Spanish, and that was the first and the only time that we had folks come up that were either deaf or Spanish, and they were both there to minister to them. And we hadn't forgotten that, and just how the Lord worked that out. And they were a blessing and to help us out in the booth there. And they minister in Mexico there. It's Catholic and very, very Catholic, and it's been tough for them. It's not been an easy road. Matter of fact, they have moved, I think, in further east, and they're helping minister with a church there as well. But he writes, Brother Myers writes, many thanks to all of you who have had a part in our continued ministry in Mexico throughout the year 2016. I realize it is a sacrifice for many who put money in the offering plate for missions. It is a privilege to be a part of your missions giving. May the Lord bless every individual that has contributed, and that in the new year you see the Lord's hand at work in your lives as well as those you helped to get the gospel into all the world. This Christmas season, my wife decided to cook a turkey and take it to Tapalpa and serve our previous neighbors and their family. They'd never eaten turkey before, and it was a blessing to have this meal prepared for them. The highlight was the holiday cookies we brought as many were consumed before we left that night. Yeah. We still have the challenge of reaching these folks as well as others. We have been witnessing to these several years, always praying for an open door to get the good news heard and eventually accepted. Pray for Ricardo and Lupe Rodriguez and for many of their relatives that we have been able to minister to these past 6 months. Also in Tapalpa, we have been discipling a couple, Horatio and Refugio. He makes jackets and clothing fit for the cool weather in Tapalpa. After he moves his workspace into the building where the clothing is sold, he would like us to use this place for a Bible study to reach their friends. Amen. Their friends, family, and neighbors. We hope soon to start this outreach once again, but this time in a place provided by a national who desires to see others saved. What a blessing. That's been years coming, them praying. It's been very difficult for them having a place to meet and the support to get that. And now here's a national with his business saying, I want you back here and you can use my place. That's God moving. And by the way, that's God keeping his people, faithful to wait, faithful for him to open that door. And they've remained there, though it's been hard. And he goes on in the letter, some years ago we had a family attending our mission in Tapalpa who eventually stopped coming because of problems and pressures in their family from their relatives. They were a family of five. I just recently visited the dad, and he told me that his second oldest teenager was just admitted to a drug rehabilitation center for his alcohol and drug use. I am hoping for an opportunity to visit this teen with his dad in the near future. I imagine in my mind the possibility of a different future for this teen had his teen and his family if they had stayed in church. I tried for years to help this man understand his responsibility to lead his family in the way of the Lord. Now he has children growing up without the knowledge of salvation or a desire for it. I have faith that there is always a chance for them to receive the gospel while they have breath. Amen. Brethren, pray that we can really make a difference in the lives of these people in Tapalpa and wherever we are serving. It's always heartbreaking for those who minister. You minister to somebody and they reject it, and then you see them suffer the heartaches of sin. And you know that the spirit-filled person never gets that "I told you so" attitude. It's always heartbreaking every time you see it, and you just wish that people would listen and avoid that pain and that sorrow in their own lives. And I can feel his heartache there and his burden for that man and his family. Well, let's pray for the Myers. Heavenly Father, I thank you for Brother Myers and his family, and dear God, it was a blessing to meet them, and maybe one day they'll be back again, and we'd be able to get to meet him, others in our church, and Father, I just pray for him, and God, I thank you for their faithfulness there, and God, we praise you for opening up this door of opportunity. Help this man with his business. Bless him in that. Help him to be true to his word, that he would be able to make a way for them to meet and to have a Bible study and invite his friends and family and co-workers and to get that work in that sense going back there into Palpa, to get that going again, and help them, Father, in that. And we pray for this man who's suffering and his heart is now broken. God, his son has gone the way of the world and is in drug abuse and such, and likely his health has been affected as well as his spirit. And Father, we pray for him. We pray for a revival in his life. We pray that he would decide to walk with you. I thank you, God, that as Brother Myers said, as long as we have breath, as far as we know, it's never too late to turn to you. It's never too late to say, "I will live the rest of my life for you by your grace, Lord, if you'll help me." It's never too late for us. It's never too late for him. And God, I pray that you would work in his heart, Father. That you would draw him, God. No one can draw with the power that you draw. No one can work on hearts like you can work on hearts. And I pray, God, that you would draw him and convict him, but also give him that hope, Heavenly Father. Help Brother Myers as he would witness to him, and help them, comforting them, God. We pray for this young man. Open his eyes. Help him to see the truth of the gospel, dear God. And we know that you're the one that can deliver from drug addiction and any sin. And so, Father, please work and intervene there and help them. And God, work in a mighty way that once again they'd be able to minister there in Tapalpa through that Bible study in that man's business. And Father, that would be a great blessing. Thank you for our missionaries. I thank you for this church. I thank you for the time that we can have to ponder their works, to ponder some of the things that they're facing in their lives, to make those burdens ours this week in prayer, and God, to lift them up, and Lord, to just hear those answers. We thank you because we know that you work. We know that you are a God that hears prayers, and you've said you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and it shall be given you, that your joy may be full. And so, God, we ask these things. We put them before thy throne, and we ask these things in Jesus' name and for his glory. Amen. Amen, Brother Charles.